Well, hello. What a week it's been since the last time that we talked. I always say that, like, you never know, like, every day you wake up and you never know how your life's going to go, right? Could be the best day of your life, could be the worst day of your life, could just be an absolutely unforgettable day of your life. You're just not quite sure what you're walking into, right? Well, welcome to Certified Mama's Boy Podcast. I know we have a really, really big surprise that we've got to get to, and that's coming up here in just a couple of seconds. First off, if you're new to our podcast, welcome. Happy to have you here. My name is Kramer. My real name is Stephen Yancey, and my mom and I do this podcast. Pretty soon to be 2 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, coming up here in the next couple of months, starting in October. So hopefully you'll subscribe. If you know me from the radio show or from social media, you know, it's a nice little podcast to add to your repertoire. The reason this podcast is a little awkward starting is because we obviously have a lot of things to talk about. I've been kind of MIA for the last week. Even as I'm recording this, I'm noticing that, like, this is going to be trickier than I thought. Got some, I think, probably brain fog going on, a little just confusion. And if you're wondering why there was a big gap in between, you know, our last episode and today, in the next couple of days, we'll talk about it. I am still trying to figure out a couple of things. I'm just not 100% comfortable, I guess, with the situation yet. And so until I feel comfortable, I don't really feel comfortable putting it out there and really talking about it. But just know it's been a really just one of the scariest things I've ever gone through. And I'm very willing to talk about it, but I've just got to, like, make sure that I'm in a place to be able to do that. So just know in the next couple of days or weeks, we'll get into more of what's happening with this whole situation. Anyway, for the meantime, so I told you now for the last couple of weeks that there was a big surprise and it involved somebody in my family, and we were all just trying to get everything figured out. So that news is coming up here in just a second. Before we do, though, I did need to thank our sponsor for today, which is Care Of. Care Of is awesome. I am so big into supplements, y'all. I got to be honest, like, now that I'm over here treating this brain injury, I am, like, way trying to figure out how to make my body healthy. I've always been very, very very cognizant of what I'm doing with my body. I'm not like a big medicine taker. Like, I don't like. Oh, Siri just popped up, says, I noticed that I've not always been fully conscious or present. Okay. I'm not a big medicine taker. I like to heal my body naturally, and my body has done way better since I've been taking natural supplements. And if you're sitting here and you're like, well, I want my body to feel better, like, I want to be able to feel my best, then let me recommend to you Care Of. It's a subscription service that ships high quality personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every single month. And if you want to change your life, and you've got to change your habits, and with Care Of, you get the tools and the motivation that makes it easy to build and stick with a routine as you move through the summer into the fall, right? So as you're shifting into this new fall routine, you can start focusing on habits that you're going to, you know, adapt to and change you as you're getting into your new season, right? And that's what Care Of actually can help you start your wellness journey with their quick and easy online quiz. You answer a couple questions about your health goals and your lifestyle, and then boom, they're going to hit you back with some recommendations of, like, which vitamins, supplements, powders you should be taking. You decide what works for you. Try it. See how you feel over 30 days. That's what I always tell people, like, try it out, see how you're feeling, and then go from there, right? We don't have to change your life today, but, like, how about we take a 30-day commitment right now and say, let me see how I'm feeling over these next 30 days and then go from there, right? 50% off your first Care Of order, by the way. I think you're really going to dig it. Like, I've had a lot of you guys have come to me and said, like, I'm glad I tried Care Of. I wasn't quite sure how it was going to work, but these individualized little packets they send you of your vitamins every single day make it so easy to take. So try it. Seriously, if this sounds like something you're interested in, 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter the code Kramer50. It's takecareof.com. Code is Kramer50 for 50% off your Care Of order.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
So the person that
this big news has to do with is actually on our podcast right now. Hello, mystery family member.
Can I talk? Yeah. Hello.
Hello, world.
Hi, everyone. It's been a long time.
The most dramatic of the Yanceys.
Yes.
For Maggie has returned to the podcast. So now that you're here, you know, there's been a lot of speculations about what's been happening. And I have already told everybody that you are not having a baby. So would you like to break the news of what you have going on?
Sure. I'm not having a baby. I'm having not two babies, but three babies. I'm pregnant with triplets.
Let that sink in for a second. Okay. Because for a lot of you, that's going to be a lot. But I guarantee you, it's not more than anybody than it was for Maggie Yancey herself, I'm sure. Can you take us to that moment where you found out? Because some of these stories I don't even know yet. I mean, we've talked, but like I don't really know like all the details, you know. So like where were you like when you found out that like you're not having just one baby or even two babies, which two would have been like pretty crazy, but like three is like wow. Like
how did that happen?
Yeah.
Well, I'll preface by saying and. You know this, Stephen, but there's no one on this earth who has wanted, you know, a baby more than me ever.
That's true.
I've wanted to be pregnant my whole life.
Yeah.
Been so excited to be a mom. So, of course, this would be very, definitely the most dramatic experience of my life yet. Like, so dramatic. Like,
you couldn't just have a normal pregnancy.
No.
It had to be super dramatic, right?
No, like, I should have known.
Yeah, exactly.
So, John and I went into our 6-week ultrasound together. It was an early ultrasound. And
I don't really know. So I don't, a lot of stuff, obviously, I don't know how it works. So like, had you already taken like an at-home test or had the doctor already told you that you were pregnant or what?
Yeah, I knew I was pregnant.
Okay. At home?
Yep.
Okay.
Of course, not with multiples.
Right.
I had no idea at that point. And so we went in for an early ultrasound and luckily he could be with me because I cannot even imagine, you know, if he wasn't there. But we did the ultrasound and the tech, I could tell something was a little bit off. And, you know, John is a doctor, so he can read ultrasounds somewhat. And he's kind of looking very concerned at this point. And his eyes are kind of going back to the tech and to the screen, back to the tech and to the screen. And I'm looking at him like, oh gosh, something's really wrong.
Yeah.
So I ask the ultrasound tech, like, are there two? Like, I was just trying to like rack my brain of what could possibly be going on. And she kind of took a breath. She was like, well, there are three. And I shot up like as fast as you could imagine. Said some words that I will not repeat on here. And the emotions that just kind of fled over me. I don't even know. It was like shock. I was crying and laughing at the same time. Like, John was white as a sheet, did not say one word. And she quickly realized that we had not planned for three, of course. And
well, so I don't think most people do, right?
Yeah. So she was like, I'm going to call the doctor in here. And, I mean, John and I just kind of sat in silence waiting to be moved to another room with the doctor and like couldn't talk, didn't look at each other.
Did you really what something had to have been said, right? Between the two of you?
No, like we didn't say one word. Like we both were just in complete shock of like what just happened.
Yeah.
I would kind of laugh and stop, but John was clearly very like racking his brain of holy cow.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. Now John's always wanted to have kids, right? Like what was his ideal situation when it came? Did he have like, oh, I'd like to have 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, like what was three. His preference? He wanted 3 too. So look at y'all, this is y'all's own fault.
Yeah, I know,
y'all asked for it. Like you literally asked for it, you manifested it, now you got it. Like you can't, you got to be more specific with this kind of stuff. You can't say I want 3 kids. You need to say I want 3 kids spread, you know, over 10-15 years.
I mean, that's what I say now. Like if you're gonna manifest something, you better be very specific.
Very specific about that. So then the other doctor comes in and just basically confirms everything.
Yeah, he was like, well, congratulations. And we were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he saw John's face and he was a little bit concerned about John's health. He was like, are you okay? Do you need some water? And John was just asking him some questions. And we were kind of like, we just didn't expect this. And he was like, well, good luck. Later. Like, it was very much like, go on your merry way.
Yeah, that's big, man. So you guys, was that it? Just kind of like, well.
Yeah, we went out to the parking lot and like John was.
Didn't get drunk.
Yeah, I mean, really. John was like, had to go in to do surgery. He's like, how am I supposed to go do surgery? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, how long did you like wait until you said 6 weeks in after you're pregnant, is that's when you found out. Yeah, like how long did you wait until you told us at that point? Cause I don't really remember how many more weeks it had been until, cause we've known this behind the scenes for, you know, a couple of months now.
Right.
But how long did you wait until you told the family?
I told y'all pretty soon after that. Okay. I was so shocked. I mean, John called his mom right away and I called our mom and dad right away.
Yeah.
Just in like pure like panic. Yeah. Like and of course they're ecstatic, you know, both. Neither of them have been grandparents and they're like, oh my gosh, this is such a blessing. And we're like, okay.
Yeah, well, y'all have fun with that. Let us know how it goes.
Yes. And then I called you and Brian next.
Yeah. So you, at this point, time of recording, just so you know, this is today is Monday, September the 11th. And so I'm not quite sure. This is probably going to release for everybody next week. So as of today, though, how far along are you?
I'm 18 weeks. So we've waited a while to kind of share the news, you know, slowly, just because with triplets, it is high risk.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make sure to get kind of past that first trimester. And then and share.
Are you sharing the sex of the babies yet, or are you not?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So you're having what?
Two boys and a girl, just like our family.
How about that? You're just recreating trauma.
Yep. Yep. I was like, that worked out so well for us. So let's just do it again.
It's like, well, these first Yancey kids didn't work out. Maybe these next ones will. Maybe they'll be able to figure it out.
Maybe you should tell them how you reacted because it was pretty funny.
Well, I was excited, man. I mean, I'm excited because it sounds cool and I have nothing to have to do about it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, holy shit. That's, I mean, I don't really remember what I said exactly because I was kind of in shock too when you told me, but I was pretty positive about it. Like, I still feel pretty positive about it. I think the idea of it is really cool, right? Yeah. Like, I didn't really know how I was going to feel when this day came. Like, I don't know. Cause you know, I don't have this like burning desire to have kids.
Right.
So I didn't really know if I was going to be excited when you got pregnant or if you weren't excited. And I think that like, if you had a baby, like, I think that'd be cool. But like the fact that you're having three, like it's going to be a shit show. And like, I'm kind of like, I'm really excited to like be a part of it when I want to. And then like easily going back mm-hmm. to Maryland, like when I don't want to be a part of it anymore.
I'm like, I bought you a flight.
Yeah. Like I don't know. I'm way more excited than I think that I would have been if you were having just one. I think it's going to be something. Like, it's going to be really an experience that like, I don't even know. What did I, do you remember what I don't know. Actually remember what I said.
You had the most authentically like happy reaction. I think, you said, I think I said something to you like, you won't believe what's happened.
Yeah.
And you were trying to guess and you couldn't. You're like, is it not John's baby?
Oh yeah, because Maggie's like, I'm like it's crazy or something, but I'm pregnant, but something's crazy. Yeah. I'm like, oh my god, you got knocked up by some other man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, it's okay. I'll support it too. Whatever you need. Like, I don't care.
Then I threw out the triplets, and I just think you weren't expecting that at all.
Yeah, that was a real shocker. I think for all of us. I mean, what would have been? What would be? Because you know, my sister and I talked about this, about like, if you had to have three babies, like what is the perfect gender combination? And we kind of played through the scenario of like, well, if it's three boys, like that's chaos, right? Like if it's three girls, that's also probably chaos.
Mm-hmm.
If it's two girls and one boy,
you've got the girl competition.
Yeah, that there's just something that didn't seem, and I kind of feel bad for the guy at that point, you know, like that didn't seem quite right. So when you found out that it was two, and we found out, you know what, we basically found out when we told you a couple of weeks ago, I said, my mom got some big news this weekend. I was trying to still kind of keep it vague. Yeah. Only because I've really tried to like respect, it's weird because like I've been so excited to like talk about this, but like obviously I haven't been able to because I've been trying to like respect you and your timeline with everything.
Thank you.
At the same time, like behind the scenes, like I'm friggin' like geeking out over here, right? Like, and there's a lot of news with this kind of stuff, right? Like, right. I continue to get, and this is like what I do. Like when I'm, you know, when I'm excited about something, I just want to talk about it. So I've been trying to be like super vague about like what's, you know, what the whole situation is, just to make sure that everything was, you know, comfortable with you. So you're happy though with two boys and a girl. You think that's
ecstatic.
That's the best combination. Why do you think that's the best combination?
I don't know. I mean, it gives me like a little girl to kind of bond with and just have, you know, one. And then it gives John like the two boys, you know, to do the sports with or
whatever they do. Yeah, they can have two different sports. It'd be great. They'll figure it out.
I don't know. And I did like our dynamic, you know, with two boys and a girl. I liked being the only girl.
Yeah. What are you, when it comes to, because, you know, obviously, you know, my sister's never had children before. So like, what are you, I'm going to ask on both sides of this, like, especially having triplets, because I think that's going to really, if I said, okay, what are you excited about having a baby? And like, what are you fearful about having a baby? I think that that'd be one story. But like, what are you the most excited about having triplets? And what are you the most fearful about with having triplets?
I think excited. I'm just really excited to watch them grow up together and have like a bond and a relationship. I've heard that with multiples, they really do have a connection. So I'm kind of excited to see how that grows and changes and, you know, forms. Fearful.
Only one. Only pick one thing.
Gosh. I mean, I'm never going to sleep again. I'm pretty sure. I'm like fearful of just kind of that first, I don't know, 6 months of life changing. I mean, I like my sleep. So,
I mean, how will that work? You know, I mean, how does technically, because, you know, John is, in case you don't know, my sister's husband is, is he a heart surgeon now? Is that technically what he is? Or he's still,
yes, he is.
So like officially like the real deal.
Yep.
Yeah. Like the real deal. So he's a busy guy with a busy life, you know? How do you plan on managing? Have you guys had that conversation yet with everything?
Luckily, he agreed to let us hire a night nurse. So, you know, we are very lucky that we have the means for that. I know a lot of people can't afford to do that, but we moved to a new city away from all of our family. And so I was very honestly panicked of like, how are we going to do this? And then my mother-in-law and mom will be up here, I'm sure, very frequently helping out.
Right.
Lisa's already talking about renting a place, and I'm sure she's listening in. So,
I'm sure she's got properties in mind.
Oh, yeah.
she knows you're talking about it. She's like, "What? did you find that rental property for us yet, or what? Like, what's the deal? We're ready. We're ready to move."
So we definitely have family support too. So we're really lucky.
Well, and that's one thing too, where I've been, you know, I'm changing our podcast next month from 5 days a week to 2 days a week, and I said that there was a part of this equation that would make more sense once we were able to kind of tell you everything that's happening behind the scenes. And so obviously my sister's going to need a lot of help. And it's not only just that you're going to need a lot of help in these first couple of months, but like, I really want to give mom the experience, you know, when she first retired, she had nothing to do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like she ain't got no grandkids. She ain't got no prospect of grandkids. Like there was just, you know, she was just out here living her life and just kind of floating around trying to find something to do. And so I thought this would be, you know, a cool opportunity for her and I, but you know, I know how not even demanding, but how you know, restrictive doing this show 5 days a week can truly be. Yeah. And so I am, that's another thing that I'm really excited about is like mom finally being able to like be a grandma, which I think is going to be like her ultimate role in life. Like she was like such a great mom, but like without having the responsibility of having to like raise the kid and can just like baby the kid, like mm-hmm. my mom does nothing better than baby things, you know, it's like that's what she does absolute best. So I think that that's going to, with our new schedule change, that's going to give everybody the freedom of not having to be like, well, it's 5 o'clock. Sorry, I can't help in the next hour and a half. I'll like go record, you know, the podcast for today.
Right.
So that hopefully then makes more sense too, you know, moving forward. Of
she's like, I'm exhausted, no sleep.
Yeah, right. I think we're going to have plenty of stories coming up here. Well, so what, you know, I'd asked Maggie this question, and this is kind of confusing if you're not used to, you know, people having triplets. So you don't really have, like, you have a due date, but it's not really firm.
Right. Yeah, with triplets and multiples, they want you to go, you know, as far as you can. You'll never make it to 40 weeks, really. I mean, that's not the goal. So ideally, they want me to, you know, keep them in for 34 weeks. So end of December. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what we're targeting.
So like Christmas.
Yeah.
But could it be Christmas really, babies.
Yeah.
Wow. It's
really hard to plan around because, you know, they're like, it could come earlier, could be later. They might be in the NICU. They might not.
Right. Yeah. That's tricky.
But so it's definitely taught me that, like, just to kind of roll with it and, you know, we can only control so much.
I'm kind of curious too. Like, my sister is very Jim Yancey. and we'll just say that for those listening to the podcast, you can make your own conclusion of what that means. But you are, I mean, like you like to control, you like to be, you know, you like to have your hands on things. I think it helps your anxiety when you feel like you know, you're in control of the situation.
Yeah.
But there's going to be so many things over the next 18 years that like you're not going to have control over. Are you excited? Have you thought about that at all? Like how this is going to truly change your life?
Yeah. And I've taken this time to kind of, you know, these past couple months and the next few months, I plan to continue just having kind of like a connection journey with myself, right? To kind of think about like what kind of mom I want to be, you know, who am I at my core? Yeah. What's important to me, and just kind of prepare myself for that because, you know, there's going to be, like you said, a lot of things that are just out of my control and I'm going to have to learn to manage it and go with it.
Well, a lot of people that like that have kids that I know have said that like that. And obviously, you know, when I'm sure that Dramaggie will love all your feedback on all this and, you know, and all of your comments, because I'm sure that most mothers can say how drastically this is going to change your life, you know, right. Like, and obviously a way for the better. When it comes to just who even you are as a person, you know, mm-hmm. like everyone always says, oh, well, you don't really know until you have a kid and all this stuff. Like you're literally about to have three, right. like drop out like, of you all at the same time. Yeah. You know, I haven't seen you in person, obviously since Christmas. Like, are you, how much are you showing? I don't really know how you measure that kind of stuff, but like, I'll see you, you know, by the time this releases, I will have already seen you, but, like how are, do you look super pregnant?
I mean, I feel big, but I think, you know, comparatively, I'm not that big.
Yeah.
I thought I would be bigger by now. But I think with first pregnancy, it takes a little bit longer. But I mean, I'm going to be huge. Like,
yeah.
You should, you know what? We'll put in a money in a pot. We'll get the listeners to put in money and I'll release my belly pic at the end of it. How crazy it's going
to
be.
To see just how big you're actually going to get.
Yeah.
That'll be a certified fans exclusive, by the way. So don't, your brother's got to try to make some money over here. You know what I mean?
This was the best. And I'll just tell this quick story. But our second or maybe third appointment, I think it was second. We're still in shock. We went in and, we're sitting in the waiting room and like, I kid you not, the week before I had been on TikTok, like Googling everything and looking at all these triplet things and just putting scary things in my brain.
Yeah,
and
of course.
One woman had posted her pregnant belly with triplets. And I was like looking at it like, oh my gosh, this thing, how am I going to do this? And I kid you not, in the waiting room, the doctor on the TV, they're talking about this woman on TikTok, right? And the entire waiting room is like, gasping, could not believe this woman's stomach. And I'm just, John and I are just sitting there like, you don't know what anyone else is going through around
you. It's like the universe is messing with you, right? Trying to put all these crazy thoughts in your head. Well,
I will say this too. Just, you know, I know that pregnancy can be a sensitive topic for a lot of people. And sure. So I just want to be really mindful of that. Like as this goes out that, you know, I'm aware that everybody's journey to pregnancy and through pregnancy and is different. I've got a lot of friends who are kind of in this stage as well. And so, you know, I just want to be really sensitive that this can be a sensitive topic for a lot of women and men.
Right. Yeah, so. Totally. 100%. So how many of them are you going to name Steven or Steven, Steven Rena, Stephanie?
Yeah. Yeah. All of them.
So Steven Jr. Yeah. Or Steven II, and then Stephanie, I'm assuming is going to be the third name, right?
Stefan. We've got Stefan. Yeah.
All named Steven after your favorite brother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's Steven with a PH and Steven with a V and then Stephanie. And that's your three kids. Have you thought about names yet?
We have. We're not going to share because.
Are you done? Like you haven't picked out?
No, we're not done. Okay. But we've got some very opinionated family members.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, so, do you think that you'll go? Are you going to be, because this is tricky, because like you got two sides, and I don't know John's family that well, but I know they're very much based in tradition.
Yeah.
Are you going to name them after people, or is this going to be just three names that you like, or a combination of both?
I can't share.
Nothing.
Sorry, you get nothing.
When do you think you'll have that?
The day that they're born.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's on the birth certificate.
So no one's going to know until then?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. I mean, no matter what, if you tell someone a name, there's an opinion. It could be good, bad, or, you know, so I think John and I just want to decide.
Don't even question it. Don't even question.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to have an opinion. But probably everything. Here's the thing. Everyone's going to have an opinion about every single move that you're going to make over the course of the next 18 years of your life, you know? And mm-hmm. I think that probably any mom will tell you the best thing that you can do is just keep your head down and make your best decision for like what's, you know, right for you, which is actually the best advice for all of us for any situation. But I think especially, I just can't imagine like the feeling of like, holy shit, like I got to raise, just to take one kid, like leaving that hospital being like, okay, I've got this one thing that I have no idea what I'm doing. And like, I've got to like figure out how to keep this thing alive for the next 18 years. Like, you got to do that time story.
I know.
So
hopefully with three, it's like less pressure on myself. Like, well, I don't have to be like the best mom. You know, I can just be like a good mom.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think anyone expects a mom of triplets to be like the best mom.
Yeah,
like you just got to survive.
Solid, good.
Yeah, and solid, like decent
they'll
mom.
They'll be happy and healthy and I'll just be happy with that.
But I guess the biggest problem is that like they can overthrow you guys eventually. You guys are outnumbered, you know? So like when they get big enough, kids are even bigger nowadays. And they'll,
I can see John and I like scheming in our bedroom, like trying to figure out how to solve problems.
They're gonna like form a coup against you guys and take over the household. So anything else going through your mind when it comes to this you want to talk about?
I don't think so. I'm excited to share it. You know, been a long time coming, so we're thrilled, like beyond thrilled. So
And we have John's tell all interview next week, and so we'll see who has if he's the same.
Sound like, a little different.
John's like, help me.
He'll be like, here's our GoFundMe.
Seriously, no joke. Well, I'm very excited for you guys. I as the most authentically happy family member, I want you to remember that.
Thank you.
When it comes to naming the babies, just remember who was the most happy about it.
And no, I don't need that, but you know, you were very excited.
I'm pumped. I didn't even think I'd be that pumped, but I'm still pumped. Like, I'm excited, man. I'm genuinely, and you know me, like I wouldn't bullshit you. Like,
no,
I'd be like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know, whatever. Like, who cares? Like, I don't really know how I'm going to fit into this equation per se, you know, but like,
oh, I do. I've got big plans for you.
You'll let me know when it's my responsibility to hop in. I mean, obviously no one in our family has kids. Right. So like, I don't have any nieces or nephews, and I don't really know, like, what that really looks like or what it entails, or even how like I'm going to be even as a, I'm not trying to make this about me, but like, obviously I don't know like how this is going to be. But I just know that I do have this really big level of excitement, genuine excitement about the way this is going to change our family. And I think it's going to really be such a beautiful shit show that like, I'm kind of excited because it's like been the same for so long. You know, like we've added spouses. We subtracted spouses. We've added more spouses. We subtracted more, you know, like, and that's been fine, but I'm curious to see how dad's going to be. I have no idea how dad's going to be as a grand. I don't think I've ever seen dad like with a kid before, ever. I don't know how he acts around kids. I have no idea, you know, like, and like,
it's going to be something.
It's going to be really, really interesting. Well, I love you. I will see you at some point this weekend and I'll be able to see. It'll be weird to actually see you pregnant because you know, again, I haven't seen you since Christmas. So this will be really, really interesting. All right, that's Maggie with, of course, the most dramatic news of the year. Of course, she'd pop in here with triplets. So,
yep.
All right, Mag. Love you.
All right, love you.
Thank you for listening, by the way. Really appreciate that. If you're a new time, first time person, then maybe you'll hit subscribe and keep on coming back, checking out our podcast. This is not typically how it goes. My mom is my co-host, and we'll have a standard show for you soon. I'm not sure when that's going to be, so I'll walk you through this as I'm kind of dealing with this head injury. I'm supposed to just be taking it day by day. Now, I'm most likely going to go back to the radio show on today, Tuesday. So depending on how that goes and how that feels, I might have a new episode for you tomorrow. If I don't, know that I'm okay. And this is just going to take a little bit longer of a process than I was hoping it was going to. So hopefully you'll stick with us for the next couple of days and as we get through this, but I promise you we'll talk about everything as we progress. If you're a first timer, again, thanks for checking the show out. If you're, you know, I've been here a million times, man. I appreciate you guys. You guys are my family, and we'll get through this next phase of this too.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.